you know that RDI Diamonds does memo. Need several diamonds to show a customer? RDI's diverse collection makes...
Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Hello, Sam. This is Chris. I'm calling from Mann's Jewelers.
How's it going, Chris?
I'm doing great. I was calling today because normally I always end up talking with Nico, but today I got you, and that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I was looking to have a stone sent out to us on memo. I have two right now, and I had a client that looked at these two, and they want to see one more that's just a little larger.
Okay. What was the stone by chance that you were looking
for? Oh, sure. I have so what I have in hand right now is I have two 120 ovals from you guys. I have one that's a SSI2, and I have one that's a GSI2.
Okay.
And so they're both the same kind of size, but the client was looking for a 140.
Okay.
And they were looking for something that was hopefully in like the $7,000 range, all said and done. So for us, cost-wise, that'd probably be in like the low fives.
Okay, so the low fives for you for 140.
Yeah, and they're looking for, again, an oval. They like the SSI2 as clarity and color.
Okay. You said, okay, this is crystal. Let's check this out. And then what, it was the oval, GSI, HSI is what you're looking for.
If it could be an F, that'd be incredible.
Yeah, we'll take a look.
Okay, sure, sure.
I just wanted to see what we got here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You got a good budget for this. We got some good stones here that face up really.
Oh, sweet. Okay, I love hearing that.
Yeah, so I have a 135. Hold on. Let me see what this is here. This is a beautiful stone.
I love hearing that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, nothing gets someone more than a stone that just really sets us off as people in the industry.
Yeah. So this is a 135 GSI,
okay.
Or HSI2.
Ooh, is there any way we can do an F? I don't mind even paying a little more. It's just because the customer is trying to get out of an H right now.
Yes. Got it.
Yeah, you totally get it. Yeah, right now it's like basically we're mounting something to look a little better in the white gold for her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got that.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, of course.
Bro, this tastes crazy.
It really is.
Shot dirty, Jack. Yeah, but some of those stones that you sent were incredible. The 120 had her heart. She just wants to see a 140.
So 140s, I don't have much in the F range. But I do have a 150 that actually fits.
What's the size on the 150? Just out of curiosity, just because the 150 might be too big for the ring. I got an 8.5 by a 5.8. The mounting's, it could handle a little more, but not much more than that.
Nah, it's an 8.81 by 6.53. Is that too? That's too.
Oh, high. That might be a little too much. Yeah.
Okay.
Because her halo is really like close. There's like no negative space, so it's like the stone can handle to be a little bigger. That's why I did 120s. Because the way Nico did it, I just gave him measurements and he went from there. But
yeah.
You know what I mean.
The thing is, if with the mounting, if you want to do a 140, they're all gonna face up a lot bigger. So I like, for example, I've got a 143 GSI2 here. It's a very beautiful stone, eye clean. It's 4,719, but it faces up 915 by 619.
Ooh, yeah, because that ratio's a little longer. Yeah.
So it's a longer range.
Okay. Yeah, we're trying to keep it around that 8-6, you know, six, you know.
So what is the measurements on the one that you have right now?
The one I have right now, so, like, what looked still good in it, so, like, what the ring originally has is an 8.5 millimeter by 5.8.
Okay.
And the ones you guys sent me, 8.60 by 5.99, it didn't look, like, out of the water on it. It looked okay. And those were 120s just because of the way the depth was. I think her stone just might be a little deeper. Because she has a, hers is a 135, but it's smaller dimensions.
Okay, so it's squatier.
Yeah, so I think her stones might have a little more depth, but she's not sold on the depth. It was just more like getting her that F color and that SI2. She really liked that look.
The FSI2. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that 150 would work if it just had a little bit. So, like, where do you want to be millimeter-wise? Like, for do you want to, like, if you go up to, like, an 8.6 or 8.6?
Yeah, 8.6, 8.7 I think would be tops that we could fit in that mounting without it looking...
You can't fit the 8.8?
Let me see here. I'm grabbing a caliper right now. I'm looking at the ring.
And what about fluorescence? Is that an issue?
No, that's actually not a big thing for this particular client.
Awesome. Okay.
If it's medium, that's okay.
It's strong. That's why I was...
Ooh. At. Is it getting a little bit... Does it look a little bit bluish or...
No, I'm looking at it under 10x right now, and there's no milky. No,
it's still looking solid.
Still looking solid. It's an F color, so it's. That's the one I just quoted you, the 150 FSI2. It's a 1.35 ratio, so it's that squattier look, but it's also.
Yeah, it's a little bit more rounder oval rather than longer oval. Cool.
Yeah, but it's still a little bit longer. It's 8.81 by 6.53, so it's that 1.35 ratio, but. It's the perfect ratio that you want, and it also...
And what was the width of that one? You said 8.81 by...
6.53.
I just can't... I don't think I can make the 6.5 work. I can make the 8.8 work. It's just like that... The width of it is, like, really, like... I'm kind of stuck at, like, pretty much the most I can give is maybe a 6, width-wise. So 6 is, like, my max width. And then with my length, I could probably handle up to, like, an 8.8.
Okay. So you really want the FG color.
Yeah, just this. It's really about bringing the color out in this particular white setting for this customer.
Yeah.
And, again, like, the 120 that we have, they liked a lot, so they still might choose it. I just wanted to get them a really good option to go against it.
So do you?
I know this might
something?
Sound crazy. What is E color looking like?
I was gonna go even crazier, because this one is a little bit. It's longer, so it's 8.92 by 6.03. That's too long. Is that too long?
Well, let me see. But what was the, what's the grade on it?
It's a DSI-1.
Yeah, I can't do a D. Yeah, she wants an F for sure.
Okay. I'm just throwing something because this one is a, it's
No, yeah, no, I appreciate that, Tim. Actually, I appreciate that because the sizing was so close. The sizing is so close. The .03 I could handle. Like, the 6.03 could be doable at that point.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I was doing
okay. He was offering a D.
It's a 120.
Okay, what, can you go over that, Sam? Can you tell me that D that you were just talking about a moment ago, the 8.8 by the 8.92 by the 6.03?
Yeah, so it's a DSI-1. And it's
okay, and what was the price on that guy?
It's a 129. It's 5,160.
It's a 129.
So it's
so
not
it's a little
terrible,
shorter.
Hers
is 138.
It faces up
okay.
Darker. It faces up more like a 140. That's why I'm throwing it in there because it's so much longer, but it's also got width to it. So it's a 1.47.
So the way that this one is sized, it's sized like a 140 on the top.
It's sized like a 140. Yeah, it faces up really large compared to what we have there right now. If we have
No. We definitely want to keep the ratio the same, and we're looking for a 1.4. Yeah.
Okay. 1.4. Yeah. Not a 1479. All right. You know what I'm going to do here is because in when is she coming in again?
Well, I'm looking to show on Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay. And you guys are open Monday?
Monday we are closed.
Okay. I'm looking what I got out here and what other people have out, because as of right now, in is not much.
Okay.
Oh, this one might work. Hold on.
Oh, what'd you see?
Let me see, go up in the caraway. Let me see what I can do to go up in the caraway here. Oh. What about a 130 ESI2? 8.63 by 6.17, 1.4 ratio.
I need that one. I need at least that 1.4 so I can show her one the same size as it is right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So why don't – do you want to look for a little bit more and then –
Let me – I'm
going
to throw this
like,
to Nico too, and he can maybe go talk to our New York City office.
Yeah, sure.
So you want specifically here – you want a 1.4.
Sam, can you give me 1 second?
Yeah.
Just give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Mann's Jewelers. We have been happily serving our customers since 1930. We will be back to you as soon as possible. In the meantime, did you know we do custom work? We also have a large selection of ladies' wedding sets and men's wedding bands. Ask us for more information. Mann's Jewelers does a variety of repair services as well as our custom work. We can create a CAD drawing or a carve or wax for you to see, make a new piece of jewelry from your old jewelry, or just create a new piece of custom jewelry. Thanks for calling. We will be back with you as soon as possible. Mann's has created a wish list for our customers, so when you come in, put some items on your wish list. Your special person will appreciate it. We also have an email list where we send...
Sam, thanks for so much for holding on real quick for me.
Yeah.
So here's what we can do. So if we can get, like, a 140, but, like, in that 8.6 by, like, 5.8, so we can keep the ratio kind of the same as far as the sizing, and then I don't mind if it's a G color. Might even be able to take a really nice G. If you see a G that you would see that would almost be an S, maybe something like that.
Okay.
Like, so that's something just kind of... Because I want to get her the size to be right so that the depth of the stone, everything looks the same to her because she's got pretty good eyes.
So the 8.6 by 6.17 ESI2, that couldn't work for you?
That's going to be a little bit too wide. It's going to be significantly wider on that one. So then it'll make it a little bit flatter. I was trying to do that. Because the first ones I got were like 8.6 by 5.8. I got an 8.6 by 5.99, kind of stuff like that. So...
You were looking for a 1.4 ratio, though, am I correct, with the width?
No, 1.4 carat. So I'm just looking
okay.
for a 1.4. I'm looking for a 1.4 carat. So if I can get a 1.4 carat, and the ratio doesn't have to be a 1.4. Like this lady's is definitely like. Well, I mean, I guess the ratio is 1.4, right? But these.
1.4.
Yeah, triple excellent G, just something really beautiful that almost looks like an F. That would be incredible.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna have to run this by Nico because right now, I mean, it's
okay.
When you go up in carat weight, it's going to be tough to accommodate for the, you know, the width like that. And
okay, sure.
So we're if you do get a stone like that, it's going to be longer. It's going to be much longer. So it'll, I mean, because it'll when you go up in carat weight, it'll the width and the length can go longer or just the length, and that's kind of
mm-hmm.
what you're looking for right now. So when you go length longer, width stay the same, it's going to be a little bit longer of a stone in general.
Sure.
So let me see what I can do, and I'm going to reach out to Nico right now and see what he can pull
sure.
through as well. And I'll let him know if she's coming in Tuesday, and if he can find an option for you, he'll give you a call back.
Yeah, just give us a call. We're here till 5 p.m. Pacific time, so.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
If you come across anything, just give me a call.
Sounds good. We'll do so.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Anytime.
All right.